Now, in studio with me, I have 14-year-old Akhil Amjad. And Akhil is from Ballyhaunice. He's going into a junior cert this coming September at Ballyhaunice Community School. And the reason I wanted to bring him into the studio this morning was because last week, Stephen in Knock said he cannot find anywhere, and he has searched high up and low down, somebody who would be able to tutor or teach a few people who'd like to learn basic sign language to do a little course. And some people told us about this young fella at Ballyhaunice Community School who was self-taught in sign language. And not only is he self-taught, he's actually has passed on his sign language techniques to a lot of his classmates. And we've tracked him down, and he's in studio with us this morning. Akhil, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling me, Tommy.
No bother. So you are 14. You're going into to junior cert this coming September. Why did you decide you wanted to learn sign language?
Well, it wasn't really a choice. I was on social media on YouTube, and I came across a video of sign language. I found it really cool and interesting, and I just decided to learn it for the crack to show off to my friend.
Okay, so just to show off.
Yeah.
And so you did. You learned it online. Was it difficult?
Well, for Irish Sign Language, definitely. Irish Sign Language is not really everywhere on social media, especially on YouTube.
And sorry, when you say Irish, so in other words, Cathy will too. So is or are we talking the Irish language?
No, well... No. The Irish deaf people wanted their own sign language as all the other countries, so they created their own one. Like, it's similar to American Sign Language, but it's not the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and who do we know, or do you know, developed the Irish Sign Language?
Well, I'm not sure about that. It's quite old now, but every country has their own one, like British Sign Language, and every country has their own, so Ireland has their own as well for individuality.
Goody, so you started with the basics of hello, how are you, what's the weather like today, it's raining, all of that stuff, and then did you progress to more advanced sign language?
Well, first I started off with American Sign Language because myself, I never knew about Irish Sign Language. I wasn't aware. And then I kind of got aware of it by coming across Irish Sign Language. And then I found out, oh, there is an Irish Sign Language. So that's how I found out. And for progressing, yeah, I found it very difficult. Even the alphabet was hard for me at the start. So I did the alphabet, then I moved on to like questions, and now I have questions and answers and like more like words that I can speak in sign language.
And then when you became proficient in sign language, you decided to teach some of your classmates and friends.
I became inspired for sign language after like my friends and I were in the park, and there was a man sitting on a bench there, and he was like in his mid-20s and he was on his phone. He looked quite regular and normal. And then my friends told me that he's deaf, and I never believed them. Like, he never looked deaf, but you can't tell someone looks deaf. And since they knew I knew sign language by my showing off, that they asked me to go and talk to him. So I went to him after a while of thinking about it. And then I said, hello, how are you, to him in sign language. And at this time, I only learned American Sign Language because I wasn't aware of Irish. So he looked up at me and he smiled. His smile was such a big smile. I can't explain how big his smile was. And his smile was not only happiness. It was like shock and excitement. It was like he'd been waiting for that someone to come up to him and speak to him. And that is because Irish Sign Language is like not aware and no one really knows about it. So I went home that day.
Before you said you go home, did he converse back with you in sign language?
Sorry. Yeah, he did converse back with me. He stood up, he gave me a handshake, then he talked to me in sign language. We had like a very like small conversation, but it was like very basic as well. But I was talking to him in American Sign Language, and I don't know how he understood some things I told him. And I could understand some facial expressions he was saying, but I never understood a lot of things. But I gave him a thumbs up and I said, sorry, I only know a bit of sign. And then he was so happy though, and I'll never forget his smile. Then after that, he said, okay, that's fine. Then I went home and told my parents, and they were so proud of me as well. Then that kind of inspired me. Then that's when I found out about Irish Sign Language as well. Then that motivated me, and mainly his smile motivated me to learn more sign language.
Right. Have you ever met that gentleman since?
No, I haven't met him since. I don't know if he's from, but like Ballyhaunice
or where he's from.
Yeah.
So in the classroom, like, was it brought up about you being fairly good at sign language?
When I was learning sign language, I came across a short film. It's called The Silent Child, and it's made in Ireland for Irish Sign Language. And like, it has like a quite sad ending because no one is aware of sign language here in Ireland. So I was in my English class with my English teacher, Miss Mulroy, and we were doing the topic of short films. And then I gave her I told her that there's a really good short film called The Silent Child. And then we watched it in class, and Miss Mullery, I have to say, she was the one who was the most connected to that short film. And at the end of the class, Miss Mullery called to me and she said, "That was amazing. I loved that short film." Then I said, "Yeah, it was great, Miss Mulroy." And at the time, Miss Mulroy herself had started her own club called the Thursday Club, which on every Thursday, some students would come together for 20 minutes at Big Lunch and they would learn something new. And at the time, I think they were doing knitting. Like, I wasn't in that club. But then Miss Mulroy said to me, "Do you know sign language yourself?" And I said, "Yes, I do, miss." Then she said, "That's amazing. Would you be able to teach it?" And then from then on, we moved, and then Miss Muller made posters. She hung them all around the second year area, and it's only for second years. And then I remember my first class, there were like 15 students there, but there was like a lot of students, but I did teach them. And then from then on, we started teaching sign language in school.
Brilliant. And now it's summertime. Is sign language something you have to keep practicing in order to remember it? Or is it like when you learn a word, it kind of stores in your head forever?
So when I was learning sign language, I had a huge passion for it. But even though, like, I was learning a lot of words and like together, so I did forget a lot of them. So I have a copy where I just write down how to do it. It took me like only a few minutes. And like that was at the start, but now that I've progressed more, I don't need to really write anything down. I can learn it now. But at the start, definitely you need to kind of practice it. Practice makes perfect. Mm.
It's a great story, Akhil. And you mentioned your teacher, Miss Mulroy,
yeah.
Because she was the one, in fairness, who rang me to tell me that you were the guy we were talking about on the radio station. Will you continue to kind of progress your sign language?
Miss Mullery was the biggest help here. She was so caring and nice to everyone about it too. She actually learned sign language in the class too. So she took away some time from her own lunchtime to come and learn sign language. And then she told all the other teachers. And then we progressed. First, I taught them the alphabet and basic phrases. Then we progressed from that. And then I taught them a song. It was Better Days by Dermot Kennedy. And I just thought it would be nice. And Miss Mullery thought it would be nice too. And then from that, 30 schools were invited to go to the Glenamaddy school to show creativity. And our principal and vice principals, Mr. McDonough, Ms. Mackin and Mr. McGarry, had asked us to go show sign language for creativity. So we went there. There was also like a multicultural side of our school being shown there too. So after all of that happened and we looked at the other schools and what they had to show, there was like a show in the town hall where every school showed what they had or like their creativity. And I said a speech there about how I learned sign language and like how I met the man and how his smile changed all my inspiration and how I want to learn sign language because of him. And then we showed the song and the basic phrases. And then and Mr. McDonough was the principal who really liked it the most. And then he also asked us to show it to the teachers at the end of the year. So after that, we went back to school and then we had normal classes and then we practiced for the teachers. And then at the end of the year, we showed the teachers all our sign language, our song, and I did my speech again. And in the club, there is a boy who has dyspraxia and one with autism, but they went through with the sign language. They learned it. And dyspraxia is, it's a bit difficult to learn stuff with dyspraxia. And he learned the sign language and he also did a little speech that he learned dyspraxia. And on our school Facebook, Ballyhonest Community School, we have a video of the song and of the boy speaking about how it was for him. Mm. And I definitely think that like it was such a commitment from all the students and they were so good. And Miss Muller, I definitely too. Miss Muller needs a huge amount of credit here.
Yeah. Do you believe that sign language should be actually taught to everybody in school?
I definitely do. Even the basic phrases, you should know how to say hello, how are you, so deaf people feel more included. Like these days, there are a lot of new things that are being more aware of. Everyone knows about these new things, but deaf people, their voice is not being heard. They have a voice, they have sign language, but no one knows about it. So I think that's very important to be heard.
And are there any deaf students in your school?
Well, in our school, no, there's not any deaf students, no.
Yeah. It's a great story. Away from that, Akhil, are you, Miss Mulroy was telling me that, you know, you're involved in a lot of other things in your life and you're only 14.
Yeah.
What else do you like to do?
Well, I love languages. I know like Urdu and English myself. I know some Punjabi as well. And in school, I'm learning Irish and French. I did receive an Irish scholarship to go to the Gaeltacht, and I'm going on the 16th of July as well. So, brilliant. Yeah, I'll be gone there.
Your parents are from Pakistan.
Yeah.
So can when you go, you've been to Pakistan a number of times. Do you have family there?
Yeah, I do have family there. A lot of my family is there, but my family's also like around the world as well. But yeah, I do love talking to my granddad there in Pakistan. He's there, yeah.
And what's the language of Pakistan?
Urdu.
Urdu.
Yeah.
And is English popular in Pakistan?
So like in Ireland, we have to learn Irish as compulsory. In Pakistan, English is the language there, like French in Ireland as well. So English is taught there in all the schools.
As well, yeah. And are you sporty?
Yeah, I do badminton in school and I want to do athletics this year as well.
And when you finish school, I almost hate to ask because I'd say you could do anything you want, but have you got a goal, a target once you leave school? What would you like to do?
Well, my goal is to get a scholarship to Trinity College to become a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you practice in Ireland? Because we need doctors in Ireland.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I want to be a doctor in Ireland.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, listen, and do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
I have a sister going into college this year and a brother going into first year as well.
And have you taught them a few things in sign language?
Well, they're not that interested in sign language. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But maybe in time.
Yeah, maybe in time.
Okay. Because as I know, Stephen was looking for somebody to tutor a few people. I don't know if Stephen was to get in touch or not. But hopefully that might be something that might happen.
Yeah, he did call me and then he said that, yeah, we need someone. And then he asked me, then he said that he'll listen to the radio and then he'll ask everyone else and then he'd be able to tell.
Okay, yeah. But you would be willing to give a few basic classes to individuals or groups, I should say, if they wanted to learn basic Irish sign language.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind. I do have the practice from teaching in school and I'm not like nervous or anything for that. So yeah.
You're quite confident, to be honest with you. But you're a really super guy. Super guy.
Thank you so much.
And listen, thanks for coming in and sharing that story with us this morning. A lot of people are texting in to say what a fantastic young man doing this for no reason other than just doing it. And it goes to prove that, I suppose, if you want to do anything in life, you can do it if you put your mind to it. And in your case, you certainly have succeeded. Thanks for coming in, Akhil. Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And one last thing I want to say is a big shout out to Miss Muller. She was definitely the biggest help here for me and everyone else.
Brilliant. We need more of her in our education system. That is for sure. That is Akhil Amjad.